Hey guys, it's Thursday and we are digging into John chapter 4 today. Another amazing chapter. I absolutely love the account of the Samaritan woman at the well. Now, if you look at a map of Israel, you'll see that Galilee, where Jesus spent most of his ministry, was in very northern Israel. And then right smack in the middle is Samaria. And then on the southern part of Israel is Judea. So Judea is where, like, Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Jerusalem being the Jewish capital where all the festivals took place. This middle ground being Samaria, that is where the Samaritan enemy was located. And then northern Israel, of course, as I said, was Galilee, where Jesus spent most of his time. Capernaum's up there, Nazareth's up there, Cana, where he turned the water to wine. So here's the problem. Jewish people would, in order to get to southern Israel, if they were from northern Israel like Jesus was, they would have to pass through Samaria, or many of them, I've read, even went around Samaria to avoid the Samaritans. They were seen as unclean. They were bitter enemies. They would do all kinds of things to make trouble for the Israelites, the Jewish people, and I'm sure it went both ways with that. But we see Jesus traveling through Samaria, not around it, but through it. And we see Jesus immediately break a lot of Jewish expectations. So he comes to this well, which is very significant in the Old Testament, the same well. And the first thing that he breaks is he talks with an unmarried woman. That was a big deal. It went against Jewish norms and Jewish expectations. Secondly, we see that Jesus talked to this woman who was an enemy of the Jews. She was a Samaritan. So he spoke with an unmarried woman who was an enemy, and then even in asking her for water, which was a big no-no, he touched and received something that would have been seen unclean coming from an enemy, a Samaritan. It was unclean because it came from an enemy. So Jesus is showing that he's the new way here. There's some things that I really want you to take note of here. And I could spend 30 minutes talking about this one passage, but I want you to note something when you get to Jesus, when he's just stopping there, we see that Jesus was tired. Verse 6 says, Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. So here is Jesus. He's tired, but we're going to see him take an opportunity to share God's truth. In essence, he opened his spiritual eyes even when his physical eyes would want to close. And I think we can take a huge lesson from that. Now, yesterday we learned a new term in John chapter 3, born again. Jesus introduces another term here in this passage, talking to the woman, and the words are living water. Jesus talks about living water. Now, we see Jesus step into this woman's life beyond normal conversation, just asking her for water. It gets real when Jesus tells the woman that he knows she's not married and that she has had 5 husbands, going on 6. The man she's living with now is not married to her. And this could have easily derailed the entire conversation. But much like yesterday's reading with Nicodemus, the woman was intrigued. Jesus brings up the fact that she's been divorced several times, and she changes the subject. And Jesus brings it right back to him because he had stepped into her life. Jesus tells her plainly that he's the Messiah. Then we see Jesus' disciples return. And they're saying, you got to get something to eat, Jesus. You got to get something to eat. And Jesus goes from talking about water to talking about food. And Jesus says, read those words, what Jesus said his food is. My food is to do the will of the one who sent me. Jesus understood that God would give him what he needed and God would provide for him. That Jesus made it very clear that more important than even physical food was to do God's will. And then lastly, I really want you to focus on the impact that this insignificant sinner Samaritan woman had. You're going to be amazed when you stop and see how God can use messed up people who have a life of mistakes to influence others for Jesus. And this woman impacted many, just like you can. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.